This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. U.S. Senator John Hickenlooper met with forest fire leaders from throughout Northwest Colorado for a regional bipartisan roundtable this week to discuss the growing wildfire crisis. He says people always say the hot weather is unprecedented.
We can't say that anymore. This is the new normal, and we are in a 1,200-year drought, and we've got to recognize we're going to have to get by on less water.
Senator Hickenlooper says we need to be aware of fire dangers around our homes, do mitigation to help prevent wildland fires. The roundtable was in the new Steamboat Springs Fire Station at 10th and Oak.
Well, your new fire station is pretty impressive.
The Crochet Fire in South Route is now at 25% containment. The last count's at 2,072 acres burned, with 365 total personnel working on the fire. That's as of last night. If you're driving down to Walcott and Eagle County, you will see the Derby Fire to the west. So check road conditions. It's burning in Eagle and Garfield counties, 13 and a half miles north of Dotsero. It's at 0% containment, burning 839 acres, started by lightning. A bipartisan group of lawmakers is introducing a bill at special session this week, starting today, asking for a pause in wolf introductions in Colorado to save money on the budget. And the money saved would help Coloradans lower their health insurance costs. Governor Polis's office responded saying the bill doesn't save the budget any money, adding that it will have unintended consequences that negatively affect ranchers. A Colorado Parks and Wildlife spokesperson said they're not in support of a bill that would pause wolf reintroduction. Those statements are on our website. The town of Hayden and Bedrock Energy hosted geothermal experts, leaders, and elected officials Wednesday. The subject was Rocky Mountain Resilience, Colorado Geothermal in Action. Here's Hayden Town Manager Matthew Mandisco.
We have people here from all over the nation, and they're coming to see why Hayden is leading the charge and not just putting out studies about what it could be. We're doing it. And I think it's important for them to see that, like, rural places can do this.
The event was at Yampa Valley Regional Airport and the new Northwest Colorado Business Park that's under development across from the airport. Keynote speakers, U.S. Senator John Hickenlooper and U.S. Senator Michael Bennett, who spoke on the collaboration of the projects.
It is possible to work in partnership and collaboration with people that are in completely different political orbits. I take a lot of optimism and a lot of hope from what I've seen on the ground here in Route County and in Moffitt County as well.
There were also live drilling demonstrations at the site. Route County Commissioner Tim Redman was there. So was Steamboat Springs City Council President Gail Gary.
It's interesting to be here and to learn from all of the various different experts and actually to see what's happening real time and specifically how this can be applicable to Steamboat Springs and as we look forward in terms of creating a reliable and a dependable energy future.
New scam alert. The Colorado Bureau of Investigation says scammers are posing as cyber crimes special agents with CBI trying to get your information and access your computer. Don't fall for it. Call local law enforcement if you aren't sure. I'm Shannon Lukens. That's the news. Check it out for yourself at Steamboat Radio or KREIRadio.com, where the locals go for news.